Last time you bought a pair of pants in the store, the clerk, well, let's say you bought a shirt, the clerk took it back, and what did he do with it?
Wrapped it.
Huh? On the first day of the month, the bills are
due.
Awful, isn't it? If you belong to a lodge or something, you're going to have to pay your annual
dues.
If you don't have the money, you're supposed to go to the bank and
borrow it.
In the 30s, we might say money was
scarce as hen teeth.
Or non-existent even, huh? When a small child gets down, puts his head down, kicks his feet, and flops over on his back, you say he's turning in what?
Turning a somersault.
If a boy goes down here and gets in the river and paddles across to the other side and somebody says, how did he get across the other side? You'd say he
swam.
You see him on the bank, he goes like this and he's in the water and says, somebody says, how did he get there? You'd say he
dived.
And if he's down underwater for an hour, you say probably he has
drowned.
If, in diving in, he strikes the water on his stomach, the water just goes all over.
He's hit a belly buster.
Before a baby learns to walk, he gets around, well, how does he get around?
Crawl.
Huh? And if you saw one of your boys out in the tree, someone says, how did he get there? You'd probably say he
climbed.
I have an uncle who says, climb.
What a question you asked a while ago, and I kind of grinned myself. I've heard the word, when you dived into the river, I've heard it dove and
dive.
It's not a common term, but you do hear dove and dive.
In church, sometimes people will get down on their knees and pray and get up and in referring to him being on his knees, you say he did what?
Knelt.
Some of them may go to sleep at night and have a number of experiences which seem real to him, but in actuality he just
dreaming.
But they stopped when he
awakened.
What?
When he awakened.
Is that what you'd normally
say? Or when he woke up.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, I think.
When he woke up.
That came out in parts.
Yeah.
Straight Wheaties. Well, let's see. If someone stands up and rattles his feet on the floor, you say, oh, don't.
Stomp the floor.
Yeah. And if you want to open a drawer, you
pull it.
If you want to close it, you
push it.
And if someone is going to move something, you say, come over here and
help me.
Before you were married, you went to a dance, your wife went to a dance, but you went separately, you found that she didn't go with someone, what would you ask her?
For a date.
And this would mean?
Or you'd ask her for a dance?
Well, I was referring more to the time after the dance. How is she going to get home?
Yeah, of course, you ask her, take her home.
And if there's something that's poisonous around here, and you see the little children around, and you start to reach out, what would you shout to them?
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't get that. Don't take that.
Well, if you see the finger ready to, you're just going to touch it or feel it. Just don't, huh?
Don't again.
If we're sitting here together, and there's something over there that you'd like,